At home in nature, they are finally free to give themselves over to their instinctual desires, but they cannot live in the hills indulging their instincts. So they spend the rest of their lives trapped in soul-crippling traditional marriages, their only joy, their annual fishing trips, where they try to recreate the ecstasy of their authentic encounter, the only thing that can liberate them from bourgeois domesticity. According to a secular liberal analysis, if traditional morality was ever necessary at all, a dubious proposition for many, it has outgrown its utility. In a pre-modern age, when venereal disease was a death sentence and out-of-wedlock birth a calamity, rules and norms for governing personal behavior had their place. But today, conventional morality is merely a means by which the ruling classes oppress women, homosexuals, and other sexually nonconforming rebels. Tom Wolfe's essay, The Great Relearning, begins by recounting how, in 1968, doctors at the Haight-Ashbury Free Clinic discovered diseases no living doctor had ever encountered before, diseases that had disappeared so long ago they had never even picked up Latin names, diseases such as the mange, the grunge, the itch, the twitch, the thrush, the scruff, the rot. Why were these maladies springing up? The hippie Cunards, much like the Bohemians of Weimar Germany, believed that traditional morality was an antiquated husk with as much relevance as the divine right of kings. They discovered otherwise. We have rules and customs for a reason. Liberals dismiss abstract arguments involving universal moral principles almost as cavalierly as hippies did in the 1960s. One can argue that abortion might have a downside because it can lead to higher rates of breast cancer, but complaints that it takes a human life or displeases God, we are told, have no place in reasonable discourse. This poses a dilemma for conservatives. For some, this means only arguing about what the data show. The problem is that resorting to regression analysis is another way of conceding that notions of right and wrong have no place in public debate. Meanwhile, conservatives of a religious bent hurl charges and epithets that do nothing to persuade the opposition. Moreover, the culture is so shot through with narcissism and populism that even progressive arguments are denied to the conservative. Thus, we are told, it is elitist to argue that celebrities and rich people can afford to indulge loose morals in ways the poor cannot. If you're a millionaire, you can handle divorce, out-of-wedlock birth, or drug abuse with little risk to your quality of life and social status. If you are working class, the same behaviors can be destructive. But to point these things out violates today's egalitarian populist ethos. What's good enough for Paris Hilton must be good enough for us all. Fascism was a human response to a rapidly unfolding series of technological, theological, and social revolutions.